Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's your girl Christine, the creator of Private Affairs Podcast. Before we get into our next episode, a quick warning, this podcast is intended for the grown and sexy as it contains strong language and sexual references. Listener discretion is advised.
I mean, what's the next move when you've literally had your pants jammed off you?
Marty, you will never guess what happened last night.
Hey!
V!
What?
You lie!
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes, girl!
Oh, amen! It's about time.
I know, right?
Sucker, how was it? Mm. Was everything still operational down there?
Masikanai!
What? I was becoming concerned for you. Anyway, is it different with the white guy?
Mati!
I want to know, girl. Is it different?
So you mean in all the years you've lived here and in England, you've never been with a white dude?
No.
What?
Chick, you know, because I've been with Tondo since forever. So, back to you on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, Maggie, seriously.
Are the stats true? That's what I want to verify.
Well, okay. Let's just say I wasn't disappointed with his package.
Okay, come through, white boy. So when are you seeing him again?
Asha. I don't know, hey? He said he'd call.
Oh.
So what?
He didn't secure a second date?
No.
Oh.
Oh, God, what? That's bad, right? That's bad, right? Shit. Should I text him?
No,
I should text
him. Are you mad? If you want to see him again, do not text him. In fact, forget you have his number.
What?
Wait for him to text you. Trust me.
But what if he forgets me?
Ma? Okay, coming. Shah, sorry, I have to go. Tonde's mum needs me.
Yes. How much longer are his parents around for?
One more week.
One more week?
Unless they get extended again.
Eesh. Hang in there, friend.
I can't wait to have my life back. Okay, gotta go. Do not text him.
So I waited. One day, 2 days. Surely by the third day he'd call or text. I mean, surely. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and still nothing.
V, it was a one-night stand.
Tafatwa, or Taf, is one of my best friends. We grew up in Zim together. After high school, he came straight to Melbourne for uni while I went to the States. And despite the distance, we stayed close over the years. Yeah, but you don't understand though, Taf, we had chemistry.
Iwe, one night stand, you know what that is.
Come but on. He said he'd call. And he hasn't called, it's been 5 days.
I know, girl, but guys just say that kind of stuff to avoid awkwardness.
But that's rude, why do you guys do that?
Hey, if you let him smash the first night, it's a wrap.
That is rude.
Because if you behave like a hoe, girl, no, it's for real. If you behave like a hoe, expect to be treated like one. Fact, that's just how it is.
Wow,
I'm shooting straight. I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm not playing fair. What, a hoe? Weren't you the one encouraging me to like let go, okay? And I let go, now I'm being a hoe.
No. I didn't say you're a hoe. I said your behavior was hoe-ish. There's a difference.
But he's the one who made the move on me, okay?
Doesn't matter. Look, as a man, I told you already, I'm always trying to smash, right?
Mm.
And judging by how a chick responds, right, in that particular instance, that tells me if she's the one I want to be with on a long-time tip, or whether she's going to be a one-time thing. And based on what you described to me, I don't blame the dude.
Okay.
It's one night, Saka, it's one time.
Aywa, Tavi. Okay. Saka, if Nomsa had slept with you on the first night, you wouldn't be dating her now?
Ah, Jack. If it's too easy.
Seriously. Tavazwa.
I can't respect the chick like that. I'm telling you. Listen, I keep telling you.
It's why not? Just because she's got sexual desires.
It's 100% transactional. PayPass, tap and go. I'm telling you. Listen, the problem isn't that she has sexual desires, right? The problem is if she's willing to do that with me on the first night, then how many other guys is she doing that with? That's what I have a problem
with. So it's an insecurity thing.
I get paranoid. Well, but not necessarily like an insecurity thing, but it's a respect thing. Plus, I get paranoid.
That's not fair. How come men are allowed to act on their sexual desires with no consequence, but when we do it, we're labeled as sluts and hoes or a thot?
It's a double standard. I get it, but it is what it is. I don't make the rules.
Yeah, but you just perpetuate them, though.
Look, you want an honest male's perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you've got it. That's just how it is. I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, but that's just how it is. So you don't perpetuate it, Kai, with your twerking bodies. Don't do Is he even a black dude or like a white dude? Because maybe things can get lost in translation as well.
I told you he's white. When am I going to date a black dude? Black dudes don't ever approach me. They never swipe on me. They never approach me because you guys are chasing all these white girls. But you know what? This really sucks. I feel so powerless.
But that's the thing. No. But that's the thing. At least, like, I think with black chicks, sometimes y'all play hard to get too much when it comes to black dudes because the expectation is so high. But then when it's white dudes, it's the bar is just dropped. You know what I mean? And this is why you end up in these one-night stand situations with these white dudes. You see what I'm saying? That's exactly what happens. Because I can guarantee if it was a black dude, Jack, nigga would have to go through hula hoops before nigga got to smash. That's a double standard.
Okay, what should I do now?
Nothing. If you had any intention of seeing you again, you would have reached out by now. Leave it alone.
So would it be such a bad thing if I just texted him? Just ka
smiley
face. Ka blush face.
No. Ka blush face.
Emoji, Jack. Just one emoji.
Just let it go. You're wasting my time now. You know what I always tell you, right? Come on, say it with me.
There's plenty of dick in the streets.
Yeah.
I know. But I really liked this one.
I know you did, but hey, chin up.
You know you're not helping.
Hey, come on.
Why are you laughing?
Come on, don't be so damn down. Like, nah, just joking. No, but for real though. Okay, look. We'll talk about it properly. How about we link up for brunch or something this weekend? Cheer you up for your favorite spot or whatever, you know?
Okay. I can do Saturday, 11:30. 11:30 a.m., not 11:30 p.m., not African time.
I told you, man. You're a GMT chick. I'm a BMT nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, black man's time. I'll be there. But when I'm there, I'm there.
Okay, cool. That's fine. I'll just be sipping on my mimosas on your tab. Take your time, brother. Take your time.
This level of sophistication, guys. Sometimes it just irks me. Enough is enough.
All right, I'm going to go. I need to dry my hair.
All right, peace.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
But I couldn't just let it go. I swallowed my dignity and texted Luke.
Hey, smiley face. Have you been?
Sorry, I've had to change phones recently. Who's this?
Did he just hit me with a new phone or this? It's Veronica. B. Nicki Minaj from the Halloween party.
Oh, hi, beautiful. Sorry, my contacts didn't transfer properly to my new phone. I've been meaning to get in touch, but it's been a crazy few days with my mate's wedding. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Sounds like your schedule's pretty packed.
Yes, it has been. I'm actually in Bali at the moment. I'd love to take you out on a date when I get back next week. if you're still interested. A sexless date. I really enjoyed our conversation last time.
Okay, okay. Huh. He must really like me if he wants to hang out without sex. Maybe he is telling the truth. Cool. Hit me up when you're back.
Luke made a dinner reservation at a downtown steakhouse for Thursday night. When the day finally arrived, my stomach turned to mush. I became consumed with worry that our one-night connection had been a fluke. Perhaps it's just been the alcohol. Even more worrying was whether he recognized me without the Nikki wig, or worse still, if he'd find me less attractive with my afro. You see, I'd recently jumped on board the natural hair movement, but turns out it's a lot harder to erase years of mental conditioning to view my own hair as inferior. So, every so often, I have doubts about the acceptability of my natural hair. The fear creeps back in and I want to reach for the nearest wig. On this occasion, though, I had to resist the temptation. If Luke really wanted to get to know me, he'd have to get to know all of me, kinky hair and all. The restaurant was lit in a soft amber glow. There were a few couples in the dining area and a small after-work group enjoying drinks at the bar. And there he was, sitting patiently, dressed in a navy button-up and blue jeans. The moment our eyes locked, I knew the attraction was undeniable and mutual.
V, hi.
Hi.
Hey. You look amazing. You look incredible.
Thank you. I was worried you wouldn't recognize me without the blonde hair.
How could I forget such a beautiful face, though?
You'd be surprised. Some of my coworkers act like I've had plastic surgery every time I change my hair.
Well, it's... I mean, it's really, really good to see you again.
He gently squeezed my hand, and sparks coursed through my body. How was Bali? He took the initiative, selecting the wine, giving recommendations, ordering for the both of us, and even sharing some of his food. Conversation got off to a great start. Deep, meaningful. He remembered all the details from our last conversation.
So when did you leave Zim?
Oh, I was 19, so about 9 years ago.
That's a long time. Do you ever go back?
Yeah, I do. My parents and other family are still there, so I try to go back at least once a year.
Oh, so you moved overseas by yourself?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's brave, especially, you know, at that age.
Not really. In Zim, it's quite normal for people to leave after high school. I mean, it's kind of expected.
Why is that?
Well, the economy used to be good, but shit happened and it basically imploded, so people try to leave if they can.
Yeah, I didn't get that sense when I was in Vic Falls.
Because Vic Falls is where the bougie people go. I mean, look, that's because Vic Falls is kind of like its own microcosm, you know?
Okay. Do you think you'll ever want to move back?
It's not if I want to, it's if I can. And right now the situation is still pretty bad. Like, unemployment is about, oh God, it's above 90%.
Shit, that's high.
Yeah, it's tough. Especially for young people, it's really hard to be financially independent over there. So I'm here.
What about America? You ever thought about going back?
America? I do miss things about it, but I couldn't see myself building a future there. Australia's not perfect, but honestly, it's kind of nice to be in a country that's not always a hot topic.
What you're trying to say is Australia's pretty boring, isn't it?
No! I mean, trust me, boring is a welcomed change. Oh, sorry, I feel like I'm talking way too much about myself.
No, not at all. You're fine. I just want to get to know you more.
I also want to get to know you. So, tell me something. Have you always wanted to be a doctor?
No, not always. I mean, for a long time, I thought I was going to join Dad's construction business. But, you know, when I took my gap year after high school, I backpacked across Southeast Asia and got really sick in one of those regions. Like, like really, really sick.
Oh.
The healthcare system there was so poor, I ended up just being airlifted back to Australia.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that experience just completely changed my outlook on life.
We talked until we were the last two in the restaurant. He footed the entire bill. We left the restaurant hand in hand, strolling down the streets of Melbourne. We stopped in front of a high-end fashion store and made fun of the bizarre window display. His goodbye kiss gave me vagina sparkles. The perfect ending to a fairy tale evening.
Hi. Just checking you at home, okay?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for tonight, smiley face.
Can I see you again this weekend, smiley face?
I'd like that, blush, smiley face.
We set the date for Sunday noon at my flat.
Good night, beautiful. Kissy face.
Preparations for the big date began a full day in advance, starting with a thorough clean of my flat, followed by a waxing appointment and a mani-pedi at the nail shop. I curated a playlist and carefully put together an outfit that would say casual but cute, simple but sexy. And most importantly, I decided that I'd cook for Luke. Normally, cooking is something that I reserve for family and close friends. All the dating blogs tell you that a man needs to earn home-cooked meals. But Taff's words kept replaying in my mind. I wasn't sure how Luke saw me, if he saw value in me beyond casual dating and sex.
Hi, it's Christine here with a quick message. If you've been enjoying Private Affairs, please consider contributing towards Season 2 by donating any amount you can at privateaffairspod.com or by purchasing merch also available at privateaffairspod.com. Thank you for supporting the road to Season 2. Now back to the show.
Sunday morning, I changed my bed sheets, grabbed fresh bread from the bakery, prepped ingredients, and baked scones from scratch. I washed up, making sure to rinse my vagina twice. And then he showed up on time, holding a bottle of red, looking cool, calm, and suave. Welcome to my humble abode.
Thank you very much.
Please don't mind the mess.
What mess?
Oh, you're so funny.
Okay. So how are you going? I mean, what have you been up to since I last saw you?
Nothing much. Just chilling. I hope you bought your appetite. My nerves subsided after a glass of wine. He watched as I cooked and told me travel stories. There were many, including one where he got robbed in Colombia.
He then pulled out a knife.
Oh, my God.
And then the other guy came up from behind me and just took all my stuff.
That's so scary. Well, what did you do?
I just chased them.
Stop it.
Yeah, they had my stuff. And I obviously wanted it back.
Oh, that's insane. Wait, did you catch them?
Close.
You're
right.
I mean,
I'm a pretty fast runner, you know. But they got on a motorbike and just last time I saw them sped away.
You know you're crazy, right? Like, they could have had a gun.
Yeah, but they didn't. And it was fine.
Yeah, but that's wild, man. But they at least left you with your passport, right?
You'd think, but they took everything. Passport, money, phone, everything. Oh. Wallet, car keys, everything.
Oh, my God. So what did you do? Did you go to the embassy?
Not like straight away. I went to one of those nice hotels and asked if I could just stay there until I sorted out everything.
What? And they let you stay?
Mm-hmm. Usually they're, like, really nice. Obviously, I explained to them the whole yada yada, the gist and everything.
And they just let you stay with no proof of ID and no money.
I mean, I showed them a scanned copy of my passport in my email. But look, at the end of the day, you just have to be confident and people will just listen to you.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, seriously, V. Like, even here in summer, sometimes I go to nice hotels and just use their pools.
You just use their pools. You just walk in and no one asks to see your room key or anything.
Nope. Honestly, that's the power of being confident, I'm telling you.
I don't think that would work for me.
Just try it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll tell you about it when I do. So how many countries have you been to?
I think like 54.
54? That's a lot. How'd you even do that?
Yeah. Well, look, when I was a kid, we used to summer in Europe quite a bit, so I got to see a lot that way.
Hmm.
And what I do now is usually just pick the first place and then figure out the rest along the way. I mean, it makes it easier to fit in new places because, you know, if I don't like a place, I can just move on to the next one. Or stay a bit longer if I like it. Just depends, I guess.
I could never do that.
No, you should. Seriously. Trust me, it's actually a lot easier than it sounds.
It would be a logistical nightmare with all the visa applications and stuff. Ugh, no.
Don't you just get the stamp when you arrive?
No.
I'm sure you can. I mean, that's how I do it.
Well, because you have an Australian passport. For most countries, I have to apply for a visa, like, in advance and submit a shit ton of supporting documents.
Really?
Yeah. Some countries even require an interview.
What, like an interview for a tourist visa?
Mm-hmm. The presumption is you're either a criminal or a liar, so you have to prove to them otherwise.
Far out. So, like, what kind of questions do they ask?
You know, like the usual stuff. Bank statements, return ticket, accommodation confirmation, sometimes proof of employment. Wait, for Europe, I think they also ask for a daily itinerary. Things like that.
That's intense. Sorry, I had no idea it was that complicated.
Well, just be grateful you won the birth lottery. Anyway, ready for dessert? I baked scones and there's jam and cream.
Scones with jam and cream. How very British of you.
Well, the Brits did a pretty good job of imposing their culture on us. That was a joke. Anyway, I'm sure there were way worse things than scones. All right, okay, strawberry or raspberry?
Scones weren't the only dessert on the menu that afternoon. Have you ever? Have you ever soaked in passion? Have you ever? Have you ever? Shared your soul.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're fucking amazing.
I'm glad you came.
Me too. Did you? I think I felt you.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Oh. But yes, I did. You know, you were actually the first guy I've had in this bed.
Okay. Yay.
I just don't want you to think I do this kind of thing all the time, given how we met.
Hey, we're adults. Sex is so natural.
So it wouldn't bother you?
No.
Huh. Really? Because someone told me, you know what? It doesn't matter.
So, when was your last relationship?
Like a year ago.
What happened?
Nothing. Nothing really happened. It just didn't feel right. I wasn't sure I could love him.
Yeah, but did he love you?
I think so. And I wanted to love him, but come to think of it, I don't think I ever loved any of my exes. Honestly, I'm not even sure what that kind of love is. How about you? When was your last relationship?
Like 7 months ago.
Did you love her?
Yeah, I did.
How did you know?
I don't know, I just knew.
What did it feel like?
It was intense. Exposing, but assuring.
So why did it end?
She turned out not to be who I thought she was.
Huh. What do you mean?
She cheated on me with my good friend.
Oh.
Well, I mean my ex-friend now.
Yikes. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Don't be. I mean, it just means that, you know, I got to meet you. Hey.
Hmm?
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I... You cool if I touch your hair?
Okay. You know you can do more than just pat it if you want. Like, okay, give me a hand. Put your fingers down to the roots.
Oh, okay, okay.
You feel that?
Cool.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe and follow. Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It'll really help us with our ranking. Please also share the podcast with your friends and family. And I would also love to hear your comments, questions, and feedback. So let's keep the conversation going on Facebook and Instagram. At Private Affairs Pod is the handle. Or you can email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. And you never know, you may just get a shout out in the special bonus episode that's to come. Private Affairs stars Rati Zomambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Tsungirai Wachunika as Mati, and Taff. Sound design and mixing by Jerry Egbinger. Original music composed by Jerry Egbinger. Additional music from Storyblocks. Cover art designed by Manya Dar. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, edited, and produced by me, Christine, DJ Kicks, Mwaturura. To learn more and to support the creation of more content like this, visit privateaffairspod.com. This project is supported by the Victorian Government through Creative Victoria.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.